I love the level of personal development that you've just kind of referred to and that process. On a more personal note, at a time when this current generation, particularly those of us or people who are around, like, I don't know, mid-20s anyway, in a society where we are constantly encouraged to scrutinize ourselves and change and adhere to all these different standards and this imagery.
Social consensus.
And all this pressure. On a personal note, because you clearly have so much wisdom, is there anything that you feel like you could share in terms of personal advice for those listeners who may benefit from that level of achieving a certain value in themselves or understanding a self-worth, such as the one you've referred to?
Sheesh, I don't know where to start. I mean, in terms of the wisdom, I don't know where to begin, to be honest, because everyone, regardless of wealth, ethnicity, belief, age, everyone has their own level of wisdom. And I feel like wisdom comes from life experiences, and it doesn't have to be so solely related to the fact that you're in a particular area. But for the listeners out there, one thing I would highly advise and to just learn to adopt is just the following phrase: it's okay, you don't need to have it figured out all at once. And I would always beat myself up at the fact that I had to know the next step. I had to know. And I came across this TikTok post, actually, and it came across where it said, you hop on a bus without knowing the driver. You get on a plane without knowing the pilot. You get in a taxi without knowing the taxi driver. So why can't you just go with the flow a bit more? So, like, know that you're on a journey, but that you're not going to know everyone that you meet. You're not going to interact personally with everyone you meet. So the fact that you just don't know something, it's okay. But for those that are pressured to know, I'm talking about eldest kids or youngest kids that are told by their families to have it all figured out. Listen, understand the fact that your parents grew up a certain way and acknowledge that. Don't invalidate their feelings. Validate them, but be like, look, this is what society is like now. I'm trying to write my own path and I'm trying to develop myself from here on out.
Sorry to cut you off here. I know, but me and Yaz are just smiling because, you know, beforehand we talked about, obviously you talked about possibly starting a podcast, and it's just, I don't know, I think me and Yaz are just thinking the same thing in our heads. It's just like, bro, you know how like easy you are to listen to you, and like a lot of the times, you know, in podcasts you don't really take in what people are saying, but I feel like maybe it's your tone, your cadence, just the way you're saying it, maybe just the words itself, but you just have that type of tone and that type of voice where I'm just playing with my little beard, whatever I have underneath my chin right now, and I'm just like, you know, you catch yourself in moments.
Thoroughly enjoying it. Honestly. Well, we don't normally thank people mid conversation, but we're gonna have to switch it up for
I'm
you.
Happy to
That's incredible advice, and we really appreciate it. Mm-hmm. Rewind selected to the bit where you said if you're the oldest or youngest in the family and there's a certain pressure and you're supposed to feel like you've got it figured out, there's an empathy, but an understanding, and you have to kind of say to your parents,
yeah,
this is a different time right now.
Yeah.
Have that boundary. Like, that's just the most important thing. I mean, I'm really thankful for the fact that my parents were very supportive of me pursuing higher education. But obviously they had limitations of their own, but they were always like to me, and this may not be the case for every young person or every person that's listening out there, my parents were always like, do what we couldn't do. And I vowed to myself that I would always try to do my best, but within reason. Obviously we all have our days where we're just like, I'm never gonna get to where I want to get to. I'm struggling, I don't know who to turn to. But I feel like you just figure it out at some point. There's a part of you that just clicks and it's just like, hold on a minute. Do I want to be sad forever? Do I want to sit in misery? No, like, at least acknowledge those feelings, understand that you're sad, and don't dismiss them, but acknowledge them. Almost like putting something in a bag.
Yeah.
Like, it's never completely forgotten, but it's still there. So if something does trigger or make you sad, just sit with yourself, sit with your feelings. That's another piece of advice I'd give. Sit with your feelings. Have an inner dialogue with yourself. Write it all out, because the only way to really understand yourself and what you want to do in the future, regardless of if you're in a close-knit community or you have bigger dreams, you can't achieve them without knowing who you really, really are.
Yeah.
Just sit with yourself, and it's uncomfortable. Growth is painful. People don't like sitting with themselves,
yeah.
And it shows, because then they lash out at others. They then figure that as an excuse to make others feel vulnerable and abuse them, which is not cool, you know? Every time I see someone like that, I'm just like, I kind of feel sorry for you.
Yeah,
because
yeah.
Because you've got so much built up in you,
yeah.
You haven't almost like sorted out what needs to be sought out. And yeah.
Love that. Yeah.
It's kind of like standing in the rain. Like, let's say you stand in the rain, yeah. You get wet.
Yeah.
It's okay to get wet, but don't stand there forever.
Yeah. Like, otherwise, we'll get sick.
Otherwise, you'll get sick.
Then
you get hypothermia, and then, yeah. And then even when you come out of it and, you know, you're drying out, it's like the water's soaked into you. So it's like, just think, like, just take in, you know, be by yourself, process things by yourself. Like,
mm-hmm.
I feel like that's a lot of people's kind of, I would say fear, like just being by themselves and just thinking and just deep in certain things. Like it's scary,
mm-hmm.
But yeah, you got to step out of that rain someday.
Love that. Process your pain, feel through your feelings. Literally. All right, they're very valid points. With regards to the community, mm-hmm. in terms of organizations, projects, mm-hmm. Do you care to perhaps, I don't know, share couple of different concepts or projects that you might know or be affiliated with or have experience with within the community that you think is beneficial to Bellingham?
Sure. So there's currently a project for young people that is in the works and is being developed. It's specifically for young people in Downham. And basically myself and a group of us, we are coming together trying to research the reasons for unemployment and why it's so low in comparison to the whole of Lewisham in terms of like Lewisham boroughs. So Bellingham has, I've noticed this, has made a significant improvement in young people's prospects, which is what I stated earlier. But Downham, unfortunately, is still lagging behind.
Mm.
And it could be multitude of reasons, but as a group of young people and investors, we're currently coming together, researching and actually planning interviews and surveys to discuss why young people in Downham are finding it hard to find jobs, and also what barriers there are to preventing them from getting there. So some of the things we've highlighted are obviously mental health, caring responsibilities, transport, social dynamic, family responsibilities, education, lack of knowledge on so many other things, you name it. There's so much that can influence a person's desire to be employed and also go into employment. So as I highlighted before, if my teachers never believed in me at school, I wouldn't be where I am today. I had their support, and that's why I have been part of the group that is advocating, I can't even speak.
I beg to differ, but
going into schools and to students as young as year 9 and 10, just to get them inspired and get them aware, because when you're that young, you're probably thinking, oh, I have to do my GCSEs, I have to pick my GCSEs. But, you know, you're okay to focus on the present, but there's also an element of the future you have to think about too.
Of course, yeah.
And that's quite scary for someone that's in year 8 or year 9 specifically. So we're hoping to organise some events and school visits to local schools in the area just to drill down what the true problem is and really connect with these young people, and then for almost like follow up and to discover, to see what they say regarding this. I'm excited because it's still in the early works, but we're hitting the ground running at this point. So it is definitely going to kick off. And we've got, I think, a couple of stands and some events coming up. So definitely catch us there. We're called Connected Futures, and we're part of the project of developing Downham. So, yeah.
Incredible.
That sounds great.
That's amazing.
Yeah, I think that'll be really useful, especially like for those that don't quite know what they want to do after they leave school.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, I think that'll be amazing. I wish there was more stuff like that when I was growing up.
Yeah.
So it's just good to see that we're kind of learning from the mistakes of our past.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, and pushing that purposeful works. I mean, that's incredible. So in terms of, so that's for Downham.
Yeah.
In terms of Bellingham, I know you mentioned in comparison, Bellingham might be offering a little bit more for young people. Do you have an experience as a young person that you were offered within the community of Bellingham that you don't know if, respectfully, you might not know if you'd have got offered it, you know, elsewhere, but it was a positive experience that you got offered as a young person in Bellingham? I know you mentioned education, even that you feel free, because we talked about that before the podcast was running.
Yeah.
We should have recorded that. Sorry.
So I'm just trying to think of experiences. If I'm dead honest, I don't think Bellingham per se has mm-hmm. offered me an opportunity, but I have done volunteering and volunteering with young ambassadors in Catford. I know that's not Bellingham. I should have specified that. But Bellingham was almost like a facilitator of that. So the community was a facilitator of that. And working with the young advisors and just getting to grips with how like community management works,
yeah.
I thought that was very valuable. And even just a simple day in the life, really, of understanding how these people work on a day-to-day basis. I'm just trying to think of a...
That's an excellent example, because even groups like the Young Advisors mm-hmm. and the Young Mayors Project, that effectively advocates on behalf of young people. The young people are in Bellingham. It goes full circle. Yeah. What you said makes sense.
There you go.
I appreciate that point. Okay, perfect. Sam, do you have anything?
No, just I've really, really appreciated you coming on to speak to us. Also, it's kind of a testament to the area, the fact that we've interviewed a gentleman before you, but both of you guys, you know, grew up in the area, you know, have seen it change and progress, and clearly it's had such an impact on you that you've kind of come back and you've, you know, what's the best way to say it? I'm really bad when it comes to...
Celebrated,
but put back into, you know, your area.
Reinvested into your area. Yeah.
Thank you so much, Yaz.
No, that's what I'm here for. That's what I'm here for, Sam.
So, yeah, it's just amazing to hear. But before you go, is there anything you want to say in regards to, you know, something people can take from Bellingham, or even if it's just like a place in Bellingham that people don't really know about that's really good? It could be food, it could be entertainment, just something people can take and be like, okay, if they're in Bellingham, you know, maybe look out for this, or just a piece of information.
Sure. Just trying to think what's going on.
It could be like a cool place to go, or like somewhere where you get discount, or somewhere where the owners are really friendly, like, or you get really good food there.
You know what? I know this is going to sound a bit weird, but Catford Broadway, so they've got quite nice opportunities, they've got quite nice shows going on there. And I know it might sound a bit off me talking about the theatre at this point, but there's a lot you can learn even just by going into that space. That space is quite comfortable. So if any young person that's listening to this wants just like a little safe space, the owners of the Broadway Theatre are very lovely. And I think they are in partnership with the safe space for safe local or something like that. So Safe Haven, sorry. They're part of the Safe Haven Foundation. So yeah, definitely check that space out. And if you're interested in any entertainment or music or even just running a podcast, feel free to go into that space and take it all in. Because I wasn't there too long ago, and just being in that room full of all different types of people, I'm just like, wow, like this is how small the world is. It's almost like a reality check as to like all the different types of people you can come across. So I'd highly recommend just going to the Catford Broadway like at this point in time. And then just for a bit of fun, obviously local festivals, there's loads coming up this summer, obviously Bellingham Festival. And they should do like a, I think there's like a Phoenix Community Housing Festival coming up in, I think last year or the year before, they did it by Rascals. And it was like...
Where's Rascals? Just to be clear.
We're trying to give the people the drops.
Where's Rascals?
So Rascals is like an activity, it's like a children's play centre, but there's like a massive, they got football grounds there. And you can definitely go there, check out. And
I think
and
it's called
vibe.
Better Leisure Centre. That's
it.
It's across the road from Bellingham.
I know it to be Rascals.
I actually laughed then because I know it to be Rascals. Oh. I used to bring my nephew there, and then to this day, I still bring my kids there. But Rascals is what we call it. Now it's like Better Soft Play. Yeah, but for us, it's Rascals.
It's still Rascals.
Yeah, yeah. So, I don't know if you noticed, I was grinning like, oh, yeah, that's what it is. It's Rascals. Which is also probably, look how you do that. I love how you do that. You've just mentioned three things, but also mentioned Rascals, which is a soft play centre as part of Bellingham Leisure Centre, which is across the road from Bellingham Train Station, which is worth checking out. What? Did you see how that happened?
Man, you're actually built for a podcast, man. You just need to get some ads now. Get some ads in there. You're ready.
Yeah.
All right, that perfectly leads us to kind of end it. But before we go, three words to describe Bellingham or just your experience in Bellingham. What would they be? It's always normally the hard question.
Oh, three words. Let's have a think. Vibrant. I'd say Bellingham is vibrant. I'd say Bellingham is literally, as I said before, Camden Market not on steroids. That's Bellingham. And I'd also say inclusive and peaceful. I know that's more than